Hello, Abraham. You talked about the vortex. So could you elaborate about the vortex? What is the vortex you're talking about?
Well, when we use the word vortex, we're talking about an energy vortex. And by that, we're really talking about law of attraction's response to vibration and a sort of momentum of energy that you feel from it. You are, as we tell you constantly, extensions of source energy. And so there is this eternal connection between you, wherever you are, and the non-physical energy that is at the source of you. We have to sort of give you the full story of who you are as source energy, projecting part of that consciousness into a physical body, exploring, knowing what you don't want, knowing what you do want, then that non-physical part of you riding that rocket of that new idea. So there's a sort of cycle of I'm source, I'm physical, I'm expanding, I'm source. I'm source, I'm physical, I've expanded, I'm source. It's this eternal energy cycle that when you are in alignment with it, you feel the sensation of movement within it. So when we talk about an energy vortex, what we're really talking about is an alignment with that current or that stream. We've been watching our physical friends for a very long time, and you have a hard time deciding what part of the cycle of life you are. And we want you to understand you're all of the cycle of life. In other words, you're the source part, you're the pioneer part, you're the knowing what you don't want part, you're the knowing what you do want part, you're the energy stream part. And you cannot eternally ever separate yourself from who you really are. But in the moment of your humanness, in the moment of your thinking of a thought, if you're choosing thoughts that are in alignment with the whole of you, then you experience the sensation of that energy. So a group of people like this gather together. You come from all over the world. You plan to come for some time in advance, so your thoughts have preceded you. You have things that you sincerely want to know about. You've been living contrast. You have created very strong individual, you could say, energy vortexes that when you come together collectively like this and we tap in to that which is Abraham, that which is source, that which is all that is, the potential of alignment is huge. That's what we mean by energy vortex. Coming into alignment with who you really are, with the power of that which is you. Seeing the world moment by moment by moment through the eyes of your total self.
Okay. And what's the fastest way to be in the alignment?
So now, how do I apply myself to the vortex? How do I become a vibrational match to it? And we say, the same way that you get tuned in, tapped in, turned on under any conditions, you reach for the best feeling thought you can find from where you are. Let's goose the energy up a little bit. Put your feet flat on the floor and put your hands just sort of loose in your lap or down at your side a little bit. And just focus upon the rhythm of the ship. Let the vibration of the ship's engine be what you're focusing on just for a moment here. And listen to our words just softly. We just want you to realize that you are source energy beings who are in alignment, maybe, maybe not in alignment, doesn't really matter. Wherever you are is just fine. You're doing just fine right where you are. And there isn't something that you should do that's different than what you're doing. There isn't anything that you should have done that's different. You're in a perfect place right here and now to be full receivers of source energy. In fact, you've done a very good job of positioning yourself. Feel good about what you've done. Feel good about bringing yourself here. Feel good about the decisions you've made and the way you've pulled this off. Feel good about that. And feel pleased that you managed to get yourself here for this reason of alignment. And now focus just softly upon this magnificent planet and the well-being that it is. And think about the stability of this planet turning in its orbit and this magnificent body of water that you are moving across, and the perfection of all of that, the stability of this planet, just has to be something that you feel awareness of. Think about this cruise line and the gathering together of talent and willingness in order to keep this floating hotel functioning. And feel satisfaction with that accomplishment. It's a good thing. that they're doing. Think about Jerry and Esther and their enthusiasm for this life experience and for this work and their willingness to make themselves available for an opening of a vortex. And now feel, just for a moment, feel the energy that you have queued yourself up for. Feel it moving cellularly through your physical body. It says cellular experience. It's an energy experience. All right, now you're right there. Just relax. Deliberately relax. Deliberately relax. All right. Now that's a physical toning. That's just focusing. What we were saying was not anything very monumental, but we weren't talking about anything you're worried about. We were getting you to focus here, and you came closer into vibrational alignment than you have for a while. Now, some of you, are you feeling some sensation in your physical experience? In other words, do you almost feel like a plant that has been sucking up more water and your body feels almost a little stiff to it? So just sort of shake through it. In other words, now let yourself move a little bit. There's a little bit of trying too hard going on here. In other words, you are physical beings who are always extensions of energy. But when you deliberately tap into an energy vortex, the value of it for you is that it tunes you up. In other words, you're going to sleep better tonight than you usually do. You're going to feel better today than you usually do. Unless you were a little off kilter when we did it, in which case the opposite will be slightly your experience, you see. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's always best to just provide your own at a time when you are feeling best. The only time we do it in a group gathering like this is when the majority of you are pretty much tuned in, tapped in, turned on as you are. So what is an energy vortex? An energy vortex is the stream of energy that's always available to you. What is an energy vortex? An energy vortex is my conscious awareness that I'm an extension of Source and my deliberate interest and effort at bringing myself into vibrational compliance with the energy that is my Source. Esther said, Abraham, do I need to go for energy vortexes? And we said, you are the vortex. You are the vortex. You are the vortex. And your mind controls the passageway to the vortex, you see. And the better you feel, the more aligned you are. That's why athletes, they talk about being in the zone. That's what they're talking about. They're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and the full energy is flowing. They've trained their body into strength and agility and precision, and when they allow the energy that creates worlds to flow through them, the strength and precision of that which they are about is what you all make big things about. In other words, they are the masters of the sport, or the masters of the music, or the masters of the art, or the masters of the poetry, or the masters of the science, or the masters of the mathematics. And we say, you all have access to infinite intelligence. You just got to open that vortex and let it flow toward what's important to you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Okay.